Local AI and Automation Edition, July 15, 2026. This is the Local AI and Automation Edition. Small models, developer tools, and the stuff that actually runs on your own hardware. The big story today is Bonsai 27B from Prism ML, and it deserves a second look from the local first angle. A 27 billion parameter model that runs at 3.9 gigabytes is a game changer for self-hosting. The 1-bit variant fits on a phone. The ternary variant at 5.9 gigabytes runs on everyday laptops. It supports tool calling, agentic workflows, and a 262,000 token context. This isn't a toy. It scores 92% on math benchmarks and 82% on coding, retaining 90% of the full precision model. Under Apache 2.0, if you've been waiting for a model you can actually run locally that doesn't feel like a downgrade from the cloud APIs, this might be it. Now, the flip side of all these powerful local tools, security. The Cursor 0 day we mentioned in the main briefing is really about the trust model of AI coding assistants. Cursor, at a $60 billion valuation, couldn't be bothered to fix a trivially exploitable vulnerability for 7 months. The exploit is simple. You clone a repo, Cursor looks for Git binaries in the project root, and it runs whatever it finds there automatically. No dialogue, no warning. For a tool that millions of developers trust with their code, this is a massive blind spot. The lesson: if you're building or using AI-powered development tools, demand basic sandboxing. MindGuard's full disclosure is a must-read. In more positive developer news, someone solved 20 open problems in Erdos-style mathematics by running 20 Codex coding agent accounts in parallel. The project, called Starfleet Math, used parallel agent orchestration to tackle hard math problems simultaneously. It's a compelling demonstration of what happens when you scale agentic coding not just in capability but in coordination, throwing multiple specialized agents at different aspects of the same problem domain. Definitely worth checking out if you're interested in where multi-agent coding is heading. Meta announced their AI voice dubbing feature is expanding significantly. What started as a novelty for Instagram Reels creators is now rolling out to Japanese, Korean, French, German, and Italian on Instagram, and to Baisa, Arabic, and Thai on Facebook. The automation angle here is interesting. This is a fully automated pipeline that detects speech, translates it, and resynthesizes it in the creator's own voice across languages. That kind of voice-to-voice translation pipeline is exactly the kind of automation that used to require a studio and now runs in real time. Google's Gemini integration in Chrome is finally hitting the UK after a year-long wait. That means British Chrome users can now access Gemini directly from the browser. It's part of Google's push toward what they're calling the agentic era, where the browser isn't just a window to the web but an AI interface. We've seen this start rolling out in the US earlier this year. And in pure research, a project called Lamario trained a JEPA world model on Super Mario Bros. Gameplay. That's joint embedding predictive architecture, the same approach Jan LeCun has been advocating as an alternative to generative models. Instead of predicting pixels, JEPA learns a latent representation of the game world and predicts future states in that compressed space. It's a small but clever demonstration of how world models might work in constrained environments, and it raises interesting questions about self-supervised learning in games. That's the Local AI and Automation Edition for July 15th. Stay curious, run your own models, and check those Git binaries in your repo roots.